And now I've got a special guest in the studio. Guys, it's Jeremy Elwood.
Kia ora.
Kilda, how are you, Jeremy?
I'm great. Really nice to be here. Yeah. Thanks for having me in.
Oh, awesome. And you're here to talk to us about a really special kaupapa this morning. Do you want to explain to the people what that is about?
Yeah, sure. So on November the 14th, we're doing a show called Voices for Palestine.
Awesome.
And it's exactly that. It's people, artists using our voices.
Yeah.
So it's a mix of there's some comedians like myself.
Oh,
there's some wonderful actors. We've got Michael Hirst, Stephen Papps, Olivia Tennant, Yvette Parsons. They will be reading letters from on the ground in Gaza.
Wow.
And then we have some music. It's a revolving sort of lineup. Basically, like I say, using our voices to, you know, with a mix of stuff. It'll be some heavy stuff, some entertainment. And all the funds are going to a fantastic charity called Relief Aid.
Amazing. Can you tell us about the mahi that Relief Aid does?
Look, they were new to me, to be honest. What they do is kind of amazing. They're a New Zealand charity. They were founded.
That's really cool.
In Grey Lynn in 2014.
Shout out Grey Lynn.
But they use locals on the ground in conflict zones, essentially. So they've got people on the ground, Gazans, helping out Gazans in Gaza. They've got people in Ukraine, Syria, Afghanistan. And what they've been doing recently in Gaza is they're delivering water. 2,000 people a day are getting water through Relief Aid. And they've managed to do that throughout the Israeli blockade.
Holy shit.
It's incredible. So that's the work that's happening now. And obviously, you know, going forward, the people in Gaza need more than water. They need food and medical aid. So we're trying to raise
free
funds.
Palestine.
Well, there's that. So we're trying to raise funds so that, you know, if and when things like the blockade eases, they can get the other necessary supplies in. As with anything, you know, the charity market, it's such a weird thing to say, but it's saturated. So any dollar we can throw at them is going to a great spot.
Yeah, and I love the kind of connection to Aotearoa through it being an Aotearoa charity supporting people overseas as well.
Yeah, another thing about it is because they're based here and they're quite small, I know people can be a little hesitant sometimes wondering how much of their money goes. I mean, according to them, 98% of every dollar will actually go into wage. You know, they're not operating under huge overheads. They don't have a big marketing campaign. We're at the moment. I've been very, very impressed talking to them and very happy to do something
support
to help.
Them. Yeah, because have you been doing some other pro-Palestine gigs like yourself, or was this kind of the first one that you're doing?
This is the first kind of big one I've had, and not for lack of trying. It's a funny thing, you know, when you watch what's going on, you sort of get desperate to help, but
definitely
real life, you know, I've been busy with other things and then finding the gap. I have done a couple of small events. There's a lovely one that happens regularly up at the Ponsonby Social Club that my friend Corey Gonzalez McCure, who's in this show with us as well, organizes. It's great. When I got asked to do this, it was a no-brainer. Absolutely.
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here and there.
And we were also just talking about like how the juxtaposition of like comedy and also a very, very like an atrocity occurring and just like how... I mean, any way is a good way to help, but it can feel pretty freaking stupid sometimes to be like telling jokes.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. So much of comedy is about first world problems.
I mean, that's
just the nature of it.
Yeah.
But in some ways, you know, that there's a fun way of leaning into that. I haven't entirely decided how far I'm going to go in the comedy versus actually trying to say something.
Yeah.
But comedy has a... comedy has an amazing ability to fly under the radar.
Absolutely.
You know? You can get people laughing at a subject and they'll often leave thinking more hard about that subject.
I so agree with you, bro.
Than they would if you were just on a soapbox yelling at them.
Yeah.
So here's hoping that that's what this does.
Yeah. And I think, like, what did someone once said to me? They were like, open people's mouths up with laughter and then shove the truth down their throats. Yeah. And I think that's so true.
It goes back. I mean, the tradition of the court jester was the only, he generally they were the only person who was allowed to speak up to the king or the queen. You know, they could speak truth to power. And, yeah. and comedy, I mean, that sounds very highfalutin. But comedy still has that ability of, you know, making people laugh at something and then as they're walking home go, oh, hang on. No, there was a point
there
behind
that.
There
was a point behind that. And I guess also to have it juxtaposed with all these beautiful letters that are coming off the ground in Gaza, that is what a privilege to be able to hear that.
It really is. Yeah. I've only seen a small snippet of one of them. So, yeah. I mean, that's going to be an eye-opener, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, going on to do comedy when people in tears is always fun, but we'll give it a go.
All for the kaupapa, Avo. All for the kaupapa. And I was just wanted to, we were briefly talking about this before, but what do you think is the responsibility of artists? Ooh, I don't really know how to word this question to respond to times like these. Like, why should artists respond to times like these? Because we're living in very fascist times, and I think it's very easy to feel despondent, but I think, you know, action and talking about it is the kind of, it's the relief to that. So, yeah, what is the responsibility of our artists in this current time?
Well, I think the simplest answer is we respond because we can. We're in a position where we can, where, like you say, people will come to listen to the art, but you can you can give them the message during that.
Yeah.
And also, again, you know, artists tend to feel a lot. That's why we do this. You know, you don't get a lot of cold-hearted artists.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's an outlet for us as well. I get just as frustrated as anybody else watching the news.
Yeah.
So if I can let some of that steam off with a joke or a performance, then that's good for my mental health.
Definitely.
And I think it's important. I think it's important for artists to take a stand. On whatever issue is important to you, both for yourself and for your audience. It's important for members of your audience to go, they get it. Someone understands it. Someone's saying it out loud.
Because I think I get a bit frustrated sometimes, like when people are just not really talking about the context that we're living in. And I'm like, I think as artists, we should always be responding to our environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's difficult. We are living in very hard to comprehend and context. And, you know, in a way, there's art in that. There's comedy, certainly, in that of just going, what the hell is going
on? What the frick are we doing?
What are we living in?
Yeah.
You know, may you live in interesting times is an old Chinese curse. And we are certainly doing that right now.
Oh, that's, so true, bro. And so, just to recap, this is happening the 14th of November.
It's on Pitt Street. All the details are at iTicket, iticket.co.nz. Cool. If you just search Voices for Palestine. And the tickets are sort of flexible pricing, so there's options for anyone. Be fantastic to fill the room, not just for us, but to pass on some money to relief aid.
So tickets, I know that there's a $40 ticket for if you're a low income person, but the more expensive tickets are $100. But just think, guys, you're giving your money to a bloody good cause.
Yeah, and there's another one in the middle of those two. I think the $100 is like a supporter ticket.
Oh, awesome.
So they range 40 to 100, but get in there.
Get in there, guys. So Voices for Palestine happening next Friday. Amazing lineup of comedians, artists, actors, and with some direct stories from the ground in Gaza as well.
Bang on.
All with proceeds going to relief aid. Yeah, thanks, Jeremy, for coming in and talking about it.
My
I can't wait to come along.
Thanks for having me.
Matua.